Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day that it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Yeah, we know that tomorrow you are also celebrating National Drummer Day. We are too here on a Bad Choice Friday with one and only Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Phil Collins, the studio, taking on Night Ranger on a Bad Choice Friday. Lead singer, not singing on this one. It's the drummer, Kelly Keegi, Sister Christian from Night Ranger. How are we doing on the voting right now, Ted?
Somebody was in the lead, and then to use a little F1 talk, there was an overtake.
There is.
The lead has changed.
So is this has been neck and neck, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm surprised at that.
Which one do you want to win?
I'm guessing Sue Studio. Because you dance every time we play.
I do, but I'm torn. I like them both. But today I feel like Sue Studio.
I'm saying every time the song has come on today, you immediately break into dance.
Yeah.
And smile.
Vote now if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with the shot of the day.
I had you hit the gunshots because, what's the movie where Mark Wahlberg's the porn star or whatever?
Boogie Nights.
Yes.
Isn't it Boogie Nights where they go to buy that guy's blow or whatever and that song's on and the other guy's just throwing fireworks and stuff in the background?
I do not remember all that. I remember the movie vaguely, but just not the scene.
Oh, damn.
Did anyone poop in a cake?
Come on, Phil! I was noticing, Steve, that there is a rock hoodie available now on the KSW Rock Show.
Should order that and not get a shirt.
That is a really great hoodie. Matter of fact, I'm going to wear it next week without a shirt
on. It's hoodie week next week.
I almost wore it today, but with a shirt on.
No, I'm not
That's weird.
Yeah, we're not doing
it. Next week, hoodie week. Please join us. Wear hoodies.
It's a great hoodie.
Shirts underneath.
It's a great hoodie. Mm-hmm. Available now at the Rock. Also, the men's room drinking team tee is there.
Yeah, but don't wear the tee and then put the
underneath
hoodie on
underneath the hoodie. You just wear the hoodie.
Yeah, wear
save the t-shirt for another day.
They have to wear a t-shirt.
How much
Miles?
Laundry do you do on the weekends?
With all those t-shirts and hoodies you wear.
You're wearing a lot of different clothes.
Well, now that I'm Steve Jobs, is wearing black t-shirts. I got four of them. I need a fifth.
I need to buy more black t-shirts.
What was the Steve Jobs revelation?
Well, remember, he always wore the same turtleneck pants.
Right.
And all he simply said.
Is this the year of Steve Jobs? What are you doing?
But since now we're on YouTube.
Just get it easy.
Instead of worrying about what shirt to wear, this and that, I was like, I was just like, you know what? I have like a lot of the same black t-shirts. I'll just wear the same black t-shirt every day.
Keep it simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
He always said it was
so
one
So you
less
wear the same t-shirt every day, and we're weird for wearing a sweatshirt without a t-shirt underneath.
Well, I bought like three of them.
Gotcha.
But you got to do a lot of laundry.
Yeah.
Sounds that way. Okay. All those hoodies.
Well, the weekend, I wear colors.
You're making a point like I'm putting on
colors. Tomorrow I'll be in blue.
Wild.
Whoa.
Wild. One from our question today about working with the public. Pacholas, I was a hostess at a corporate restaurant with too many chiefs, not enough Indians.
Yep.
One day, one of the idiot managers came to talk to us because a woman, she called and complained that the hostesses were rating the men 1 through 10 at the front table, the desk there. I was shocked and asked him, did you explain to this woman that everything we do is numbers? 2 to table 6 or 2 to table 10.
Oh,
we'll be ready
Jesus
in 5 minutes.
Christ.
He said no, that we needed to be more careful with what we said because he had to apologize to her and send her a gift certificate so she would return. I guess you wouldn't have complained if we set them at table 10 instead of table 3. Positive Friday. That from Granny P.
Oh, my God.
Positive. Yes.
Be more careful. No, that's how it works at restaurants.
You would hate to see the nicknames they put on those tickets.
Man, so I'll put it this way. If you are with a big group of people, say there's 6 or more, you're seated at a table, you've all placed your order, that wait person is very happy. Anytime someone who is not your waiter or waitress comes to the table and serves your food, so a lot of times the boss boy will help out and they know where to drop the dish, and you're like, man, that's amazing. Because on the ticket, you are described physically. Right? So it's not like nice guy. It's like dude, a big nose on the end, fat lady.
That's my food.
Lazy eye. Right? I mean, seriously, and it's not to be mean, but it's going to come off mean because you are physically identified, right? And that way, the person who's not your way, they go, somehow they know that you ordered the clam chowder, even though you never talked to them.
Time for a few birthdays from the brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. I feel so good if I just say
dip responsibly.
Hey, guys.
That includes you, Phil Collins.
Smokey McRaefer here. Well, I do declare it's my daughter Serenity's birthday today. She's 13. The teen regimen begins, but I'm not too worried. My daughter, a.k.a. Little Bit, sweetest girl in the world, and I'm so damn proud to be your dad. Hope Mom and Mommy's girlfriend and I can give you the best birthday today yet. Could she get an introduction to the teen years from Coach Ted and some dad jokes? Love you guys so much, and rock on.
Let's see. There we go. All right, you're 13. I'm just going to be honest with you, kid. The next few years are going to be rough, all right? There'll be highs and lows. Being a teenager kind of sucks sometimes, though. All right, some people are going to be mean to you. 10 years from now, you won't care. You might care then. You got to get through high school. Wear your socks. Take some showers. just know. Some things that happen in high school, while seem like a big time, it's a big deal at the time, will not be later on. You'll be fine. Hang in there.
I don't really have any appropriate 13-year-old jokes. I've got some Mike Tyson jokes.
All right, there you go. He's current.
What does Mike Tyson use to chat with the Pope?
What does he use to chat with the Pope?
When he wants to chat with the Pope, what does Mike Tyson use?
The phone?
No, FaceTime. What did Mike Tyson say to Vincent Van Gogh?
Can I take a bite of your ear?
Now you're going to eat that?
Close.
What do Chris Hemsworth and Mike Tyson have in common after a workout?
They're Thor.
They're both Thor. That's exactly that.
Nice.
What's Mike Tyson's locksmith called?
I don't know.
Keith. How does Mike Tyson get rid of his meth?
He cleans it up.
He hired a housekeeper. What does Mike Tyson wear to the dentist?
You got this, Ted.
What does Mike
It's on your mind all day. What does Mike Tyson wear to the dentist?
What?
A teeth hurt.
And finally, why does Mike Tyson refuse to buy PlayStation?
I don't know.
He's an Xboxer.
Okay. All right.
There you go. Yeah,
Mike Tyson. I thought you'd say phony.
Yeah. Hello. Could you give my daughter Emma a birthday shout-out? She's 19. She would enjoy a fart montage and dealer's choice there, Mike. You guys rock. We both listen either live or on podcast. Absolutely love Big Dummy. Thanks, guys. That's from Mom and Bear, a.k.a. the dad. Happy 20th birthday, Jay. Have fun in Hawaii. I wish you the best of luck in your studies for radiology tech. Lots of love. That from Acacia. Dealer's choice, Mike. And since it's dealer's choice, I'm going to finish off these dad jokes.
All right.
What's the difference between marriage and prison?
What is the difference between marriage and prison? I don't know.
You can still have sex in prison. Ted, always remember, no matter how many socks you put on a bear, it will still have bare feet.
This is common sense, dude.
Don't worry.
That'd be hard to put a sock on a bear.
Sometimes.
If it doesn't want you to.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wonder about all the people in my lifetime.
Oh, yeah?
That I've given directions to. Where did they go?
I see. Okay.
Not everyone thinks that Cleopatra is beautiful.
No.
But that's how Julius sees her. I went to my psychic yesterday, knocked on the door, and she said, "Who is it?" So I left. And finally, I once explained to my 4-year-old daughter, it's okay sometimes to poop your pants.
Oh, yeah.
She still makes fun of me for doing it, though. Gentlemen, I want to wish a very happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Chrissy. Can't wait to celebrate our 10-year anniversary next June, babe. Can I get Coke Ted getting us hyped up for the Mariners next year? Love y'all. Thanks, guys, and appreciate it.
All right. Coke Ted. Oh, for the Mariners next year. Coke Ted's been waiting for this. I'll be honest with you, I barely slept last night. I've been online battling out with Yankees jackasses. Mariners are going to be good. They're going to make some signings. They're going back to the playoffs. And hopefully they're going to win a World Series. Just go to the World Series, Mariners. We need this. And apparently half the country thinks I'm the biggest Mariners fan ever.
Bald-ass idiot.
Nice.
Yeah.
All the fellas, I want to wish a happy 42nd to the best brother ever, Steve. He's cracking some golf balls and crushing some beers in Vegas right now. Have a blast this weekend with your wifey. You deserve it, dude. Lots of love from your favorite, because she owns a bar, sister, Suzanne. Dealer's choice there, Mike, for Suzanne's brother.
Uh-oh, look up.
Oh, he's sad.
Chestnut!
He's always a little sad.
Why's he sad?
He's a Tottenham fan.
Oh, damn.
Guys, my boyfriend Nathan loves your show. He's been following you for years. It's his 35th birthday today, the 14th. Could he get a massive bong rip? And could Coach Ted offer any life advice about getting older? Maybe a Go Hawks as well.
All right. Tell you one thing, Coach Love 35. Solid age, man. You're right there. Not quite 40 yet. You're old enough to be smart. But here's the main things. We got to stretch more. We got to buy a lot of Advil. We got to stack some cash, a.k.a. save some.
Yeah, pretty much covers it. Mm-hmm.
Right? It seems about 30. I mean, hopefully you have some. But yeah, 35 is definitely a good
start
time.
Start doing it, man.
Hey, guys, finally, happy birthday to my husband, Aaron Davis. So glad we get to celebrate with you this year. That from the lovely wife, Kristen, dealer's choice as well there. Mike, whatever you want to give it.
Please clap.
Also, birthday to my good buddy Eddie Blackburn. He's a promoter, used to be a fighter. Right. Anybody that knows MMA in the area knows him. Mike, give him a your penis is too small.
Oh, nice.
MMA guy. He used to be a fighter.
That's going to work out well for him.
I'm sure he'll hear about it.
I heard those Mike Tyson jokes. No, he didn't. Maybe I did. No, he didn't. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Think about it, okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Futt Buck.
Three times fast.
Short City Shelly sits while Shy
That was quick. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show.
Where
one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
We forgot that you missed this a few weeks back, so we didn't bring it back. So today I finally remembered, so you're going to try this one again.
Yeah. That voice sounded deep in that replay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, brother.
Yeah. This one comes from our listener, Joe, and he submitted it before. This is round two on Ted versus the FCC. And it goes something like this. Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Futtbuck. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, one time through, three times fast.
You got it, man.
Let's do this. All right.
For the hoodie wearers.
For my guy, Cal Raleigh. Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Futtbuck.
Three times fast.
Short City Shelly sits and Shy.
Oh! Oh.
Yeah.
Damn it! Yeah, I don't need a round three on that one.
That's a weird guy to pet.
I'm not,
That's a good one.
I'm not the MVP either, Cal.
Cal's probably like, I could have done it, though.
You know, I thought the S's were going to get me.
Yeah.
No. Turns out Futt Buck throws you off a little bit.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast for the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Cut up here until 5:08. We'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Resource officers started handing out tickets to students at an elementary school in Indiana for using the phrase 6-7.
I saw that. And it's like, look, man, you might not like it because we get old. That's what happens. But every generation, there's a chunk of words that we say that adults don't like or don't understand. It will always be that way. Relax.
Kids are allowed to have and say stupid things.
Yeah. I mean, it's what they do. Why do you care?
Right.
Why does it bother you?
It's not offensive. Yeah. It's not. It's.
You know what, kids? Start saying 69.
That's what I'm saying. Right. They probably like, guys, stop saying 69.
Right. 60 noise.
They're saying 69. You think 6-7. That's
funny? So what?
Okay. Right. It's their inside joke. Let them have their inside joke.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. It's nonsensical. It has no basis.
But whatever. The kids.
Guess what? We're old. We don't get to get these things.
Actually, I kind of walked myself into this. My daughter was like, wait, what year were you born? I said, 1969. And she chuckled. I said, really? She goes, no, because you're old. I'm like, oh,
ew. Damn.
Okay.
She's not laughing while we're laughing.
And then she gave me the look like, why? How immature are you? Like, that's the look she's giving me. She's like, I'm laughing at you because you're old. I'm like, I misstepped there. My bad.
Wildlife history has been made in Europe as beavers have been released into the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah!
Scottish beavers. Let's go.
That's my ticket.
There's no trees around here to jump down.
The teeth.
What am I going to dam, Loch Ness?
The size of them teeth.
Look at them size of them teeth.
It's like Sputnik.
What are you wearing under your kilts?
Right.
Is that a beaver under there? Look at Drew. He's been turned into a bagpipe.
Why did they release him into Scotland? Is there a tree problem?
No, I think there are native beavers to Scotland. Damn Scottish beavers.
Well, actually their damming does serve a practical purpose.
Sure.
But it messes up some people's stuff, though.
It depends. If you're a farmer, you might not get as much water as you normally would.
Or a moonshiner.
Well,
don't like the beavers.
There's nothing like a Scottish beaver.
But in the event of a torrential rainstorm, those dams act as levees and bridges.
I won't beat a beaver with a golf club.
Like Bernie's, where he's got his landscaping stuff, right? It's like on this big farm he rents out.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of property, but part of it, they were having issues because these beavers kept building dams and cutting off the water supply to other
stuff. Oh, that right?
Yeah.
Damn beaver.
That's what they do.
Scottish. Hey, the quality Scottish beaver.
The Scottish beaver is more aggressive.
Yeah, it's already drunk and angry. And it's saying the C word a lot.
The fuzziest beavers on earth.
Aye, laddie.
I bet they are.
A new study suggests that speaking two languages slows the aging process. That's why I'm saying.
Parquet.
Attaboy, Ted.
Parquet.
Yeah.
Hola. See, you listen to the show, you live longer.
Butter.
Right. Parquet. You don't remember the commercial?
I was saying parquet.
Parquet. I know, but there was parquet. Was it margarine or was it
margarine?
Yeah. It was margarine. Mm-hmm. Then why did he keep saying butter?
Oh, the other one said butter. The butter.
Oh, all right. So it's an old commercial from the 70s, man. We're reminiscing.
All right. I can't believe it's not butter.
I actually said that when I tried it.
I can't believe it's not parquet. Mm-hmm.
Can't believe it's not beaver.
Can you eat beaver?
Beaver spread. I'm sure you can.
Oh, yes, you can, Ted. Yes, you can. All right. Some of us love it.
Oh, not you.
Never cooked.
Is that why you weren't allowed to do Movember?
Oh, it flies because we're still talking about the animal.
Yes.
All right, time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. Put your thinking caps on, boys. I give you guys a 90% chance of success on this one.
Uh-oh.
It is a noun, and it's an H word referring to the period of one's greatest popularity, vigor, or prosperity. An H word referring to the period of one's greatest popularity.
Heyday.
The heyday.
Right.
Heyday.
Good job.
Yeah.
Or the heyday. Hey. Everything changed that day.
That's right.
Once.
Oh, geez. The Chinese astronauts have safely returned home after being stuck in space.
How did they get back in 9 days? Our guys were up there for, like, what, 9 months, I believe it
was? Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're 9 days late. I'm like,
is China, it's like a government thing or?
Government.
It is.
Yeah. If it's Chinese, it is government.
I think Chinese just said, bring them down. I don't care. Don't bring them down.
It also could have been they're lucky to be back, right? Because our whole thing was, we don't know if we can safely get you back on this capsule. Turns out the capsule returned fine. They just weren't in it. The Chinese may have been like, we don't know if we can get you down safely. Get on the goddamn spaceship and let's see. You know, that could have been the whole thing.
A new study found saying the word more frequently may signal a cognitive decline.
That way, one caller earlier who's going down, man.
What? It's a fact.
Or he was meditating. One of the two.
Actually, I'm going to come back to that one. I read it too early. The largest male great white shark ever recorded was just tagged off the coast of New Jersey.
It was smaller than I thought of. It's
same. Well, keep in mind, it's tagged. So that means they bring him up. Have you ever seen those platforms that they have on the side?
Yeah.
The large vessels. They pick it up and they wash it off, keep a hose on it, and then tag it.
So it was, what, was it 13 or 16?
13 feet long, more than 1,600 pounds.
Yeah, girthy.
He's probably on his way up to the buffet that is Cape Cod.
Yeah.
He's probably, what the hell, guys?
Yep.
Well, you know, Steve, the great white ones are smaller.
Ain't so great now, are you? Have you seen the Shaq shark?
Oh.
27 feet long.
He's got a rudder underneath him.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I like swimming in cold water.
Great, that's you.
Glad you brought back the seals.
According to the YouTube there in Hunch Bunch, the Chinese astronauts used the escape pod But the people are still up there, don't have a way down now.
Well, okay, so we traded one for the other. Come on down. What happens to this? Don't know.
It fell with a Death Star plan.
So
that's like a real-life episode of, like, Survivor. Like, yes! All four of us are up there, and they're, like, throwing our, like, yo, let's get in the escape.
Don't tell the other guys.
They're gone.
They're gone.
We got immunity.
It's not an Irish exit now. It's a Chinese exit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the question. Did the other guys know they did that?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what the?
Where's Kim? How about a heads up?
Brings back our other caller.
They're fine. They got an air fryer.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you brought up the word what, so you know what? Let's get right back around to it. There's a lot of verbal crutches that we tend to use and lean on that, quite frankly, we should do better with.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So, like I said, these are 10 verbal crutches that we need to let go of.
All right.
That we just straight up need to let go of. And there's actually a handful of different categories that we have here. And they start with the filler words and sounds.
I got what I want to add.
What you got there, Miles?
What?
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 I think little John trademarked
that. Good point.
They start with and er. These are vocal tics used when unsure what to say next, but they can make you sound hesitant.
You can sound hesitant. But I think it's all context. Where were you last night? You're about to lie. Mm-hmm. In other words, hey, man, what's the name of that guy down the hall? I don't remember.
Well,
right? And I feel like everyone does that, and it's such a natural. And one thing they found with the uhs and ums, almost no matter what language you speak, that's the sound you make when you're trying to connect your two thoughts.
Yeah, sure. Some people repeat
Portuguese, the question. You can click
every kill time. What's the state capital of Kentucky? What is the state capital of Kentucky?
And just Stalin.
Yeah. One thing that I have found, especially working here, is that that's how a handful of people kind of alert whoever it is that they're talking to that they're not done telling their story. They're not done finishing their thought.
Right.
Then they'll go to the next one.
Exactly.
Well, we're sitting here thinking, just finish your thought. We can be done there.
I was just thinking about being in an interrogation. Where was I Friday night?
No, which Friday night are we talking?
Yeah, what time?
This one I feel like came around during my childhood.
PM.
But the word like, this is one of the most common filler words, particularly in informal speech. Again, I remember.
Was like, she was like.
Right.
They were like.
And the teacher would say, it's not like anything.
Right.
It's tough, and it's definitely an American thing, too.
That one confounded my dad for a long time, and it actually made me scared to use the phrase. Yeah. To use the filler word.
Fear works.
Everything's like. It's like, okay. As I just said it there. You know. This phrase is often used to seek validation, but it can disrupt the flow of conversation.
I don't know if it disrupts the flow. It's just such a quick aside, and everyone knows what you mean and what your intent is. It just moves forward.
You know, it's much more comfortable to wear a sweatshirt without a t-shirt underneath it.
You know?
I think it's creepy, you know what I'm saying?
Not I'm saying? Yeah.
My only problem with you know is it also tends to be used by a guy that is saying something that is his opinion that he just wants to make sure that you agree with him.
Sure.
Even though you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Such and such and such a thing, you know? Yeah, bud.
Scottish beavers are superior, you know?
Yeah. Great white sharks actually are the greatest white sharks out there, you know? Okay. Okay. You know,
I had to dodge a couple of those on last Sunday. Just like, not getting into it.
Right. We're at a football game.
Right.
Damn it. Filler phrases and cliches. Again, these are 10 verbal crutches that we need to let go of. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
There's a filler phrase that doesn't add substance to the conclusion. It does signal that you're making your last point.
But I feel like a lot of times, because you're bypassing, belaboring the point you're already making.
Yeah.
Right, so you hear it on sports shows all the time. So, you know, what went wrong with this team? You know, this happened. They didn't see that. I'm going to sum it up. It's like, at the end of the day, you need to execute. In other words, I could go on for 20 minutes. I'm bringing it to a conclusion.
Sure.
Right. It's like the argument of, like, did the best team win, blah, blah, blah. And it's eventually somebody's going to say, well, look, at the end of the day, they scored more points.
Right. We can talk about this forever, or I can sum it up. I'm okay with that one.
Due to the fact that...
If you mean it.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
You don't hear that one that
often. Well, sometimes it's unnecessary. So it's just someone's telling a story. And I don't know, maybe they got in a car wreck. And also, due to the fact that it was raining, they slipped. We get it. Just
my cousin got called out one night when he was living with us. He kept saying, for the mere fact.
For the mere fact.
The mere fact. The mere fact that...
That would, for some reason, that would drive me crazy.
Going. So basically we just started calling him out like Miles did VD in the car.
Yeah.
Outstanding. In a field. That said, or having said that, these phrases can be used to transition, but overuse can make you sound lazy or indirect.
I feel like that's a transition phrase.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. It is what it is. This phrase can imply a lack of optimism or a feeling of helplessness.
I say that a lot, but typically I feel like I'm interpreting that you feel something is hopeless, or you're trying to minimize someone freaking out about something that's not worth it. Right, yeah. So the boss can come down, and they can tell you something that pisses you off, and we all get angry about it, blah, blah, blah. This, and man, it is what it is.
Also,
let's back down. Let's relax.
Sometimes just it's beyond your control.
Exactly. You bitch about the rain. Like, dude, it is what it is.
It's also if people don't want to talk about whatever it is, you know. What's going on? It is what it is.
It depends what the context is. Agree. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm with Thrill. Sometimes, like, you get in a circle of talking about, like, fired up about something.
Right.
Or going back and forth with somebody. Just like, it is what it is.
And right. If you say calm down, they're going to get pissed. You say, hey, man, it is what it is. But I like to do it where I'll take a sip of a stranger's beer. Like, what are you doing? Like, hey, it is what it is.
Right. Mike, have you got anything to say about the decision that we made? It is what it is. That means I'm going to try to keep myself from getting in trouble
but
here.
They know your opinion.
Yeah, they know.
They understand your opinion.
Right. You can't be like, it absolutely sucks.
Right.
I think you're a douche.
Right. I think you're an idiot.
It is what it is.
Thinking outside the box. This is an overused cliche that can be replaced with more significant language.
Well, I feel like that's more corporate speak.
I do too. And they rarely mean it. Because when you think outside of the box, they freak out.
Correct.
That's not how we do things. I'm doing exactly what you asked me to do.
I did see a funny meme, though, of a guy he's like leaning in on his boss's casket. Who's thinking outside the box now?
Damn.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
A little dark.
That's funny, though.
It was just a meme.
You're all right, though, Steve. Meaningless intensifiers and modifiers. Really. As in, it's really cold. Cold is a definitive state, so really is often unnecessary and redundant.
I know what they mean, but like 30 degrees, you say it's cold. If it's 10 degrees, I say it's really cold. You're putting emphasis on your impression of a situation. Like, you're really ugly.
I
can say you're ugly, and you are, but, like, you're really ugly. Like, you disturb me.
She's hot. She's really hot. I will double the word. So, like, it's cold. I mean cold.
I do.
Right? Or, like, I always remember it's, like...
But Ted is also the voice of Little Caesars. Just keep that in mind.
Right, or, like, remember being, like, when you're talking about girls. Like, do you like her? Do you like her?
Yeah.
Right. I think they're taking kind of a Dead Poets Society approach to it. You could say it's cold, or, you know, you could say it's really cold, or you could say it's frigid.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know?
And then
oh, you
can
say it's colder than a witch's. Right? I can't even say it on the air.
Right.
So I'm going to say it's really cold.
It's colder than a witch's brass tees face down in the snow. I'm
that doesn't make any sense to me. Who grabbed a witch's boobs and said, these are freezing cold?
I would.
When did this happen? What story did I not read? What movie did I not see?
The director's cut of Wizard of Oz.
I was going to say.
Her and the Tin Man. He's like, whoa!
Who grabbed a handful and went, boy, oh boy, these are cold.
My dad always said it's colder than a well digger's ass.
Damn.
Stick with the witch's tees, dude. Don't make it weird.
Was the Tin Man, he didn't have heart?
He had a heart, but he had hands.
Yeah, of course. He would be the one hooking up with the witch.
You know what's funny?
Do witches have hearts?
When he was saying...
the Tin Man's rod.
When Dorothy first saw the Tin Man, it's one of the things most people don't know about Wizard of Oz. Like, right? He was saying oral. She totally screwed it up.
Is that because they fly on a broom, maybe?
Yes.
Cold up there?
Because they fly on a broom in the stratosphere.
She doesn't hands-free.
It's cold up there.
Yeah. You think about her writing the message up there. Like,
ears.
It's cold up there.
It could be her ears. Could be her nose. Maybe she's not wearing gloves. Or it's her hands.
I just know they're cold.
Just her boobs.
Actually or literally. Again, these are meaningless intensifiers and modifiers as far as verbal crutches that we need to let go of. These words are frequently used as verbal placeholders when they don't accurately describe the situation. Actually, literally. Also, can we start getting a little bit more... Can we tighten down literally?
Tighten down literally so it can keep its... Because now literally is becoming figuratively.
Yes.
I was literally dying. Like, Jesus Christ, you were not dying.
Right.
You were in line for 2 hours. You were not literally dying. You were just stuck in a place for more time than you wanted to spend.
Right.
I was literally starving to death. Okay, are you from the Sudan or were you at Olive Garden?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, if you're a teenager, that's about it. I'll take it from. But I'm with you. As an adult, I'm with you. That one drives me up a wall.
Basically, this is often used as a way to signal that you're about to summarize, but it can be replaced with a just a direct statement.
Yeah, but sometimes you just want to give a quick qualifier before you make your statement. And I think we do that so you don't come off as a douche sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, so you say, basically, people understand your position, and then you can say what you're going to say after that.
Or maybe somebody doesn't understand what you're talking about.
Basically.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Give me the basics. You're stupid.
Or they ask you 100 questions, right? I'm sure we've all been in this conversation. Not in a bad way, but somebody just doesn't know the show, this and that. And I just finally, I go, basically, it's like Seinfeld. It's about nothing. We're just four dudes BSing. Right.
By the way, what I do find that weird. Anytime, oh, man, we do a talk show. First question is always, what do you guys talk about? Whatever hits us that time, man. You don't talk sports? Well, sometimes sports call up.
Right.
You don't talk politics? Never.
No.
What about, like, a little bit of everything,
no,
man.
No, I talk about hoodies without T-shirts and Scottish beavers.
And do people, do witches really have cold breasts? I mean, these are the things.
And who felt those breasts?
Yeah.
The Dead Man.
That's what I wanted.
Wait, so the Dead Man.
I'm more interested in the guy that copped that feel and said, Jesus Christ, woman, these are freezing cold.
Do they address it in a
Wicked? Because I've never had that before.
Maybe it's addressed in Wicked.
And why is it just a witch?
Because they have the coldest teas of all.
They're the ones up there on the brooms. What else is up there in the sky?
No. Now, if I grab Dracula, he's dead. If I grabbed his breasts.
Well, yeah.
They're cold.
You don't know that, though.
But you don't know if they're colder than a witch's.
Yeah, but women still, he still gets laid. I just, and look, I don't know.
He
but
does.
Cold penis does not sound like I've never seen that on a porn tab, you know?
What if Dracula has moves?
Cold
penis. Cold, ice cold penis.
It just starts with a dude in an ice pack. You just wait there, baby.
That's going to be my wrestling name. Ice cold penis.
He's back.
Hedging and weak language is their last section here. Maybe, I guess, and I suppose. These words can soften a statement, but they can also make you sound uncertain.
About what you said.
Yeah.
That's when some people say 100%. I go, I get 68% on that, man. I don't agree with you completely.
And to me, when you say I guess, it's I will listen to you talk, but I don't necessarily agree. But I don't feel like arguing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say 100% a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
Because they're a goddamn liar.
You got
say
me
it about 60% of the time.
Well, generally, I'm trying to agree with somebody.
100%.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. Right?
And if I don't agree with what you're saying, I'm 43%.
And then I'll leave you with this last verbal crutch that we need to let go of. Well, this can be used to start a thought, but it can also sound hesitant or tentative. I do it all the time. Well,
everyone I know does.
Right.
At least in my
just
life.
Just making an obscure noise like, yeah.
Horse pucky. A massage parlor in Michigan was just busted, and you won't believe why.
I bet I do know why.
No, they had a sign, but I'll tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
By the way, according to our friends on YouTube here, Dracula definitely had moves. Little known fact about Dracula. He was very self-conscious about the moves. Stop looking at my moves. He was self-conscious.
Two moves.
You want to go to the movies? I'm in the movies. Today we toast another
action.
Today we toast an unidentified man from Mother Russia. Now look, there's 6 weeks left in 2025, and just under the wire, we may have found the dumbest husband of the year. So this actually happened in April, but the cops in Central Russia, they just shared the details. So, as the story goes, this man's wife called the police and said that her Toyota Corolla had been stolen. Then she called back later to say that they had, in fact, found it, but it was abandoned. Cops checked it out, and they found all kinds of signs of crime. There's forced entry, including a damaged ignition switch, and they didn't get suspicious about it until they started talking to the husband. The details just didn't add up. And eventually, they came to this conclusion, which was then proven true when he admitted that he had staged the whole thing. So you might think, well, it's insurance fraud or something like that. No, he faked this because he didn't want to be dragged along to go shopping with his wife.
Wow.
Look, all right. A lot of us don't, man. I get it, but don't destroy your own vehicle. But I love that move. Like, baby, listen, I wanted to go shopping. You know this. Especially around Christmas time, because there's no more fun time to shop. But a car is gone. I don't know what happened to the car, baby.
It might be that he did not want to drive her someplace to spend all that money. And that's the only car they had. So for me, it's my, not only did he not want to go, he did not want her to be there and be able to spend the money and shop.
No matter what the answer is, Miles.
It's brilliant.
I understand. That's my fault.
Like, I'm just like, he saved money.
Brother, I get it.
Whatever the ticket is, it was cheaper than her going shopping.
Guaranteed. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
I should drink this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.